our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? We can't depend on them for 5 minutes at a time. But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe, because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today about spiritual opposition. There are three things that you and I need to keep in mind. Number one is that God wants us to be holy. H-O-L-Y. That's what God wants. He says, be holy, for I am holy. He wants us to be like Him. The second thing is that we are sinners. Very far from holy, naturally speaking. And the third thing is that we do have an enemy. An enemy who is the arch enemy of God. And that arch enemy of God, whose name is Satan, is certainly against anybody who wants to be a friend of God. And quite honestly, I really do want to be a friend of God. I want to be holy, but I know that there is no way that I can do this by myself. In our church bulletin this week, I came across the prayer of King Henry VI, and I thought, now here's the perfect prayer for a Christian to pray. Of course, there are many things we want to pray, but this covers so much ground. Jesus Christ, Lord Almighty, who didst create me and redeem me, and hast brought me now to that which I am, Thou knowest what Thou wilt have me to be. Deal with me according to Thy loving kindness, and show me Thy mercy, Lord. Amen. And I love those words especially, Thou knowest what Thou wilt have me to be. Lord, You know what You want to make out of me. So now do whatever You want to do with me. Deal with me according to Thy loving kindness. That helps me when I pray for things that I'm not really sure how God might answer or whether He wants to give me. Then the bottom line can just be, deal with me according to Thy loving kindness. You know much better than I do, Lord, what I need and what will be conducive to making me holy. Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but in me you can find peace. What characterizes your life most? Is it trouble or peace? Well, I know some very peaceful people who live in very troubled situations. So the kind of peace that Jesus wants to give us does not depend on our circumstances. Jesus went on to say, be of good cheer, or cheer up, I have overcome the world. I get some very interesting letters from you people out there, and I just want to say again how much I appreciate them. But here's one of the more interesting and candid letters that I have. I think she was a young woman, and she writes to say that she's having an ongoing battle within herself, spiritual opposition. She said that deep down in her heart, she knew that God knew the truth, and she wasn't fooling anybody when she did something that wasn't right or tried to hide something. But she said, I now have a major problem at my place of work that is deeply disturbing to me. I work for a very nice and kind male chauvinist who is somewhat of a great guy. I thought that was kind of interesting. Somewhat of a great guy. He lets us come and go as we need to, and he trusts us to put in our 40 hours as any other worker is expected to do. That means we can come in early, stay late, come in nights, whatever. He doesn't care. We're small business. My boss thinks the world of these two men that work here. They can do nothing wrong because in reality, they're the good guys. These good guys would stab my boss in the back so fast your head would spin. Everyone goofs off, cheats on their hours, even the boss's top accountant doesn't put his time down right, leaves early and doesn't account for it. Everyone makes out okay in their paycheck because it's all dishonest. The boss never checks on anything because all this is done behind his back. Me, I try to put down my time as honestly as I can. I skimp a few minutes here and there, but I always account for a lunch period. I come in when I say, and I don't go home early without first telling my boss. I stay at my desk and work all day long with a few minutes off between jobs. I can say I don't goof off, unless the boss is not here, and then that's only slightly. So this woman is telling me that she has a major problem. The question that she's asking, she tells me that she's hurt when the boss doesn't compensate her when she's the hardest working person in the place. My question is, why should I make it here on time, be loyal, put in an honest work day, and don't goof off when I get treated and paid what I do? I make over $8 an hour. Sometimes I feel guilty about it, stretching the facts. But most of the time I feel I am justified because everyone else does it. Does that sound familiar? Well, that is not a good enough answer for a Christian to give. The scripture tells us that he that is faithful in little things is faithful also in great things. Little dishonesties lead to big dishonesties. There is no such thing as a little dishonesty in God's sight. He is not going to say, oh, well, everybody does it. Let me read you from Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let no one deceive you with shallow arguments. It's for all these things that God's dreadful judgment is coming upon his rebel subjects. Have no part or lot with them. For though you were once all darkness, now, as Christians, you are light. Live like men who are at home in the daylight. For where light is, there all goodness springs up, all justice and truth. Try to find out what would please the Lord. Take no part in the barren deeds of darkness, but show them up for what they are. The things they do in secret, it would be shameful even to mention. But everything, when once the light has shown it up, is illumined, and everything thus illumined is all light. Be most careful, then, how you conduct yourselves, like sensible men, not like simpletons. Use the present opportunity to the full, for these are evil days. Mind you, Paul was talking about 2,000 years ago. If the days were evil back then, I don't see much evidence that they've improved. In verse 17, he says, do not be fools, but try to understand what the will of the Lord is. Here we have God's standard. We are to live as Christians, differently from those who live in darkness. Christians are people who are at home in the daylight. Christians are people who do the job whether the boss is watching or not watching, whether my opinion of what he does is fair or unfair. I am responsible directly, first of all, to God. And if I can please God, the chances are very good that I will also be pleasing the boss. Let no one deceive you with shallow arguments. And certainly one of the shallowest is, everybody does it. Now, that's the word for people who are employed. There's a word in Ephesians 6, verses 5 to 9, for both employers and employees. First of all, employees. Slaves, he's talking to. Obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, single-mindedly, as serving Christ. Do not offer merely the outward show of service to curry favor with men, but as slaves of Christ, do wholeheartedly the will of God. Give the cheerful service of those who serve the Lord, not men. For you know that whatever good each man may do, slave or free, will be repaid him by the Lord. Verse 9 is to masters. You masters must do the same by them. Give up using threats. Remember, you both have the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites. Spiritual opposition is very real. It comes to us not always in the form of great battles in which we may come out heroes. It comes to us in the little things, in hidden things. This young woman who wrote this letter refers to an ongoing battle within myself. I don't think there would be a battle in that woman's heart unless the Spirit of God were also there. She wouldn't be worried about whether or not what she does is right, and I think she knows deep down in her heart that what she's doing is wrong. That's why she writes to me about it and tells me about it. But she was hoping, I suppose, that I would write back and say, well, as long as it's just a few minutes here and there that aren't reported, little dishonesties, don't worry about them. But how can I say that? I'm here to tell you not how I feel about it or what I think about it, but what God says. The Spirit of God is in our hearts when we are conscious that there is also an enemy. If we want to please the Lord, then we have to fight that spiritual opposition in the strength that He gives us and with the whole armor of God. Fight the good fight with all thy might.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.